Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We shall wait upon you, our Abba. We do delight in all that you grant unto Israel. You declare unto us that in all things we shall give Toda unto our Abba. And so we Toda you, Yah. Above all things for Yahshua, for our Yahshak, salvation unto the house of Israel. And we debarak you for all things. And strengthen your people this day. And cause the revival in the inward parts, that we may delight in the great, mighty, and wonderful works that you have done unto Israel. In your transformation of our lives, we ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. And we trust you for the victory in the only name where my salvation is given. In the name of Yahshua, we barak you. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may you hear this word today for your strength. Shalom. You may be seated. Hallelujah. For we do delight in the excellence of his mighty power. Yah has made known unto Israel the might of his power and our total deliverance from the yokes of sin and bondage. For he has established Israel for a people that he may take great delight and pleasure in, that his love may rejoice at the sight of Israel, that there may be a tremendous and wonderful fellowship when he comes down in the midst of his bayat among the Israelites. And so we rejoice tonight in all of his bountiful blessings. I do. I told Yah for life and strength today. As I consider the perils throughout the world, and circumstances that are rising, many of the nations, the poverty and the depth of the poverty, it is incomprehensible. We do not even realize, nor do we even understand the depth of even death in certain nations. The poverty, the stench of death, the putrefying stench of rottenness every day. And Yah grants unto us a time of liberty, of reprieval, that we may truly worship him as we began to understand what he has done and the mighty works that he has orchestrated, performed for Israel, his people. And he has wrought a special work in his heart for a special people that he has elected. We must understand. It is not according to doctrines that we have heard in the past. But Yahweh elected. He specifically chose a people unto himself. And it was a nation of people that Yahweh elected for his purpose. And that has not been annulled. Israel still has a special place in the love of Almighty Yah. What has happened, because we don't understand the value and the importance of that, where the enemy has caused our minds to gravitate to all kinds of things that never fulfill nor satisfy. It never brings us to the power of the knowledge of the truth. We are a people that are forever learning, but we are never able to come to the knowledge and the power of the truth, his emat. And once a man understands the depth of that, he knows that he is free. He understands whom he serves and the power of the one that has elected him. And Yahweh is the one that elects. It is not us electing him. It was him electing us. And he elected us according to the might and the power of his mercies that we've seen in the power or the visitation of Yahshua, that he would seal this thing that there will be no doubt among Israel. And yet we still doubt, we wonder. And the reason we wonder, brothers and sisters, and the reason we doubt is because we do not have the perfect Torah of Yahweh governing our minds, our thoughts, our attitudes, and our actions. And we will always doubt Him. We will always wonder until we understand the perfect Torah, the perfect law of Almighty Yahweh. And once we begin to understand that, then it is a great delight to walk in the strength and the power of His Torah. Now, I want to emphasize that tonight. Yes, will. I want to take my time. Hallelujah. I want to begin in scripture here in Shemoth in Exodus chapter 19. And I want to deal with one aspect of this chapter or verses that I will read. Because I want to show us a simple truth. The scripture talks about here in Shemoth, in Exodus chapter 19, when Yah, or the people of Yahweh, when they had come unto Mount Sinai, and Yahweh began by His Nobi, His raised up one, Moshe, to speak unto them. Now I want to tell us something tonight, that Yahweh has always raised up His men servants to speak unto Israel. Now we see a tremendous account in scripture when Korah and Aviram and Dathan rose up to say unto Moshe, you are not the one. Now they had 250 of the chiefest of men of the congregation. And yet they offer up offerings that were not commanded by Yahweh. And He destroyed them all. So He has always used men to instruct us in the way that He commands us to walk in. And the way that we should live. And the way that we should come before Him. So we cannot reject the power and the strength of man today. Because Yahshua is the head. And that is what the enemy is doing, my brothers and sisters. We don't want to hear no one. We have no regard. We have no respect. And that is simply the honor, the kabod. The honor. We don't find much of that today. We speak out of a self-righteous, corrupt mind. It is not the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. It is not His mind. So Yah began to speak to Moshe. He did not speak to the elders. He spoke to Moshe. And these men were wise enough. They had enough of the Ruach of Yah that they knew that this was not a philosophy coming from this man. They knew that it was coming from Yah. Because He was a man that stuttered. And I do believe that when He began to declare before the elders that His words were precise, without any stuttering at all, He declared the power and the might of Yah and His visitation upon Israel and the instructions in order for them to walk in His power. And we must have instructions in order to walk in the way of Yah. We must be reminded constantly. We have to. Because if we're not, then we're going to go wayward. We began to turn back. So He began to speak here. In Shemoth, in Exodus chapter 19, verse 1, it says, in the third month, when the children of Israel had gone forth out of the land of Mizraim, it tells us that the same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And it tells us not the elders and Moshe went up to Yahweh. He went up to the Mighty One. He did not call a host of counselors. He called the one that He had elected. He called Moshe. And he went up, and Moshe and Yahweh called to him out of the mountain, saying, this shall you say unto the Beit, or the house of Jacob, And I want you to tell the children of Israel, now this is not man speaking, this is the Most High. And as the mountains quake and tremble, as the voice of Yahweh overshadowed them, he spoke unto Moshe with a Pacific. And when Yah speaks, it is a Pacific. It is for Israel. It is for Yaakov. It is for to instruct them, to bring them into the full knowledge of the counsel of Almighty Yahweh. Now, does your mind speak to you? Constantly you speak to yourself, your thoughts, your ideas, your mind, whether they are right or wrong, it constantly speaks to you. It shapes you. It shapes your mind. It shapes your attitude. Is not your attitude shapen by thoughts and concepts that you have allowed to lie dormant? All of a sudden, they have arisen in you, and that shaped your attitude toward one another or others or even yourself? You must understand that the word of Yahweh commands us how we deal with each other, how we deal with Him. That is what ought to shape our minds. That is what shapes our thoughts and our walk and our ways. But that is not what's shaping the thoughts of Israel. You can see that throughout Scripture. That Yah will speak unto them and they will go back to their own devious imaginations. They were dark. They were insidious. They were corrupt. And they will find themselves falling away. And I want to say to us, Israel, when you find yourself going back to your own thoughts or your own filth, you have corrupted your own self. And you will find yourself falling away from what Yah commands you. When He tells us to love one another as we love ourselves, He means that. You understand? He means that. I speak to myself in the morning. I have a love affair with myself. I cannot love a brother or sister without having a love affair with myself. You must love yourself before you can ever operate in the power of loving someone else. And you are deceived if you think you can. Is not Yahweh love? So He spoke a word of Ahava unto Moshe. Now these were specifics. And everything that Yah speaks unto us, it is specific. Why? Do you go out and talk to strangers and tell them things or just open up to strangers? You hardly do that. And so this house was not estranged from Yah. They were His elect. He had called them even though they were wicked and corrupt. And because of that, there were many that died in the wilderness and they never seen the promise that Yahweh intended for them receive. And that is the same thing with us. We will never understand the power of this promise of Yahshua as long as we walk in this corrupt mindset. It must be denounced. We must eradicate ourselves of this fleshly thinking. Why? Because it hates the instructions of Yahweh. It does not love the instructions of Yahweh. And we must denounce, we must cast it down, and we must destroy it. Because we will never get to that perfect place that He intends for us to get to. He brought them out to bring them to a perfect place. The shalom, full of milk and honey, the fatness of their being, the fatness of their ruach, of their nefesh, their soul. That's why He brought them out. And that's what He does to Israel. He fattens them up. Every mother likes to see the baby fat, doesn't she? Sure she does. That's why she makes sure that the baby eats on time and properly fed the milk. That's why she does that. So Yah did not call the elders. He called Moshe to come up. And Moshe heard His voice. He says unto him in verse 4, you have seen what I have did to the Mizraim. And how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you to others. He said, I brought you to myself. Do you understand that? This was a special gem unto Yah, a people that He had brought out. And He had caused them to rise up above the height of the very perils of Pharaoh and of darkness. He said, I brought you out for myself now. I did not bring you out to Bellapora. I did not bring you out for anyone. I brought you out that you may be a valuable treasure unto me. That's why I brought you out. I brought you up because I had a purpose for you. And that is what Yahweh has done. He has opened the eyes of Israel. That they may see the honor of His name and the power of His might. That they may rest in the assurance of His Hamashiach. That's what Yah has done. That He may bring you unto Himself. And that we may rest in the bosom of Yah. We rest in our own folly, brothers and sisters. We rest in lies and all kinds of corruption. He brought them out not for them to be a part of corruption or to corrupt themselves. He brought them out a people unto Himself. They were special. They were special. Sugula is what the Hebraic word would say. Sugula. They were special unto Him. He says in verse 5, listen now. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice in deeds, if you will do all I command you, if you will allow my instructions to fill your inward parts, He speaks to us today by Yahshua. We must hear what Yahshua speaks unto the assembly. He said, if you will obey my voice indeed, not in a form of hypocrisy, not in a fashion that will be projected as though that you're right. He said, I want you to do it because you take great delight in it. There's nothing like a child that obeys willingly unto the parent of parents. It does something special to the parents' hearts when they see a child obeying and they're forthright and they're honest and they have character. He said, I want you to obey me indeed. Indeed. Do not let anything prevent you from obeying me. He said, and keep my covenant, my brits. I want you to keep my faithfulness because I have espoused you to be my bride. Keep my covenant. He said, then shall you be a peculiar, a special, a sugula, a special people, a treasure to me above some other nations. He said, above all nations. All the people. Now that is what Israel is to Yahweh. I know our natural minds don't allow us to think in this realm. Because the enemy has done a magnificent job in shaping us. Shaping our thoughts, our loves, our desires. He says, if you would obey my commands, you would obey my voice. If you will keep this covenant that I establish with you, that I will never leave you, you shall be a segula, a special people unto me. You shall be a people that is more special above all people. You shall have unusual qualities that others do not have. And that is what something special is. It has qualities that are not like everyone else's. You don't operate like the world. You don't think like the world. You do not act like the world. And so He said you will be a peculiar people, a segula, a special people unto me. Now how do we become that special people? By obeying the voice of Yahshua. If we don't obey what Yah says, we're not going to be His special people. You shall be a treasure, a peculiar treasure unto me. And He says above, not equal. He said, above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of Kohen, and a Kadosh nation. You shall be unto me. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. He did not speak that unto the Hittites or the Hivites, nor to the Jebusites. It is one thing, brothers and sisters, we don't comprehend Yah because we are not impressed with what He speaks unto us. So it doesn't make us fat in our ruach. There's no liveliness among Israel. And so the enemy has used the trinkets to excite us. And so what Yahweh speaks to us, it doesn't excite us at all. He said that you shall be a peculiar, sugula, a special people unto me. We don't even comprehend that because our minds are so darkened. Our thoughts are based upon such fleshly corruption. We have created this enmity between us and Yah. And so when Yah says that to us, it has no value to us. It has no value. It resonates nothing out of us at all. If someone told you you won 50,000, you would run, shout. You get $100, $200 in your pocket, it makes you smile, doesn't it? Come on here, folks. Don't act like hypocrites with me. You get something to satisfy your flesh, or you can consume it upon your flesh, your whole attitude changes, doesn't it? And yet he speaks this to us. And it doesn't make our hearts fat. It doesn't make our love shout. That shows us the state that we're in. It shows us the mindset that we have. It is not one that has a love affair with Yah. He says, if you just obey me and do what I command you and keep my covenant, my brit, I birth you, my people. He said, you shall be a peculiar people, a special people. And you shall be above all nations. No, we are people that are beneath because we wallow with the wicked. Our minds are wicked. Our thoughts are corrupt. And we cannot comprehend what Yah speaks. He speaks unto Israel with a pure voice. His voice is pure. So we don't understand that. That's why it doesn't generate any kind of excitement in us. It doesn't energize us. It doesn't create life in us. We are dead, twice dead, plucked up by the root. Why? Because we have no hava for Yah. He did not call every nation. He brought out a specific people. And he set them apart for his delight. We don't believe that. We don't believe that. Why? Because we entertain everything but what the word of Yah says. We don't entertain that. We got no thoughts about what the word of Yah speaks to us. When I hear things, I hear one quote a scripture. I want to go and see the depths of that. When I say things right here, I want to find out the depths of that. I said to us on the Shabbat, we are special people unto him. We don't believe it. Our minds are corrupt. That's why it's difficult to believe. We can't even comprehend that. We don't even know what special is. Because we don't know what special is, we don't understand how his value that he placed upon Israel. Because there's nothing special to us. Our own lust and our own greed, our own desire, we count that as being special. But it's polluted, it's convoluted. It's twisted. And so when Yah speaks a word to us, it's like a child sensing that no one cares for he or she. And all of a sudden, when someone they've heard, I love you, I care for you. But when one tells them that, when that special one, or the verbiage of that one that says that, they know that that's real. They've heard it from many, but they said that ain't real. It's just words. They have no value. And then all of a sudden one tells them that and they know it's real. It creates this attitude. It creates this mindset that they began to even transform to do things to make sure that that one is pleased with them. And so when Yah speaks to us like this, it doesn't create that in us. We are hard people. We have hard hearts. We are hard and corrupt. We have allowed our hearts to become enamored with wickedness and sin. We are a Rasha people. We are a criminal people. We are. That's why Yah is going to have to take us through the fire of hell. It's coming to that. Whether you believe that or not. Whether you believe that or not. This whore, this nation, her economy is coming down. I don't care what you believe, what you think. She is going to fall. I said to the brothers the other day we were talking. I said to them, I said, you know the peanut oil that we bought? I remember when the price was $19 for 5. It went up to $24. It went to 26, 29. I said to the brothers of the day, I said, how much you think it costs now? Within the matter of 3 weeks. It costs $42.65 is what it costs. That's what it costs. And Sister Roberts will say to me all the time, well, we got plenty of that. Well, I'm glad I bought it, purchase it for us every week. I'm glad of that. So she is going to fall. She's coming down. So when y'all speaks to us like this, we better take great delight in it. He said, I brought you out of Mizraim. I brought you out of the bondage of Egypt. I brought you from under this mindset that destroys everything that is pure. And that's what Egypt does. It brings you onto this captivity of slavery and bondage. And that is what it symbolizes. They were under great oppression and bondage. And that is what the world does. It brings us under great oppression and bondage. Your gas prices will be $4 a gallon before the spring. Whether we believe that or not. And so he brought them out from this great yoke of bondage. This great oppression. He brought them up because they were special. And he said, I want to show you how special you are. You are a treasure unto me. You are not like the rest of them. So I don't want you to act like them. I don't want you to walk like them. I don't want you to dress like them. I don't want you to talk like them. You are a peculiar people unto me. You have qualities that are different than theirs. Your mind is formed by a Torah that is from my bosom. So you don't have what they have. And because we have allowed our minds and our hearts to become so enamored with sin and our transgressing against God, we don't believe what he says. We don't get excited about what he says. We have no conscience of who he's speaking to. Because we're full of sin and wickedness. Bring your judgment, Yah. I want his judgment. That's why we can't walk in the power of his Torah. That's why we can sin willfully. That's why we can do things so wickedly, willfully. It's a generation of hypocrisy and hypocrites. It's one thing I will not be as a hypocrite. I will not be a false brother. I will be sincere in every effort. That I will not be a hypocrite. What you see is what you get right here. Hallelujah. It will not alter anything for us at all. But this is what Yah speaks to us. He said, I brought you out. You tell them that. Just keep my truth in them. Keep that in them. And they're going to be a special people unto me. I'll make them to sit in places whereby they never thought that they would sit in. I'm not talking about the lies that the T.D. Jakes and Benny Hinn said. I don't want to sit with the dogs and the perverts of the world. I don't want to sit with the Oprah Winfrey's and these perverts and these women and men of satanic inspiration and witchcraft. I don't want to sit in the congregation. I want to sit in the congregation of the people of Israel. Those that are elected by the one that created all, he elected. He elected Israel above all the nations. And said, I'm going to make you, I'm going to put you above all nations. All nations. And Israel is above all nations. They're blind, they're ignorant, they're dumb, they don't realize their calling and the place that Yah has established for them. Why? Because they're bickering and murmuring. And that muttering spirit is one of witchcraft. When you began to find one muttering and murmuring and always speaking and always talking against, that's a witchcraft spirit. We see with Korah and Abiram and Dathan. That's why Yah had to wipe them out and everything that pertained to them. Their children, their little babies, he desecrated them. That's what it is. I don't care who it is, husband, wife. When you find that, that is a spirit of witchcraft. That is a spirit of witchcraft. I'm going to speak on that. I got a message on that muttering. I will show you what it is. It's in the book. And I can show it to you in the book and show you what it means. I come on every day and this woman always muttering against this one or that one. That's a witchcraft spirit. And it must be denounced and repudiated. That's what it is. It's a spirit of witchcraft. It is an unclean thing. Did they not begin to mutter in the camp of Israel? Did they not begin to talk against Moshe? Was not Yah ready to kill that holy spirit? Sure he was. Hallelujah. We just don't realize what we're doing. Because we're ignorant. We don't want anyone to tell us that. Because we're self-righteous people. But Yah says that you are a sugula. A special treasure to me. You're my property. He says you just do what I command you. Keep my Torah. Obey. You shall be above all people in the earth. He said because the earth is mine and all. And you shall be a kingdom of Kohen. And a kadosh nation. He said, these are the words I want you to speak unto Israel. Now Yahshua did not alter that what Yah said. He gave us the very same truth, even as Kephar speaks. Turn quick to 1 Kephar. 1 Peter 2:6, 1 Kephar, it says, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, in the Kephar. It's contained in scripture. Behold, I lay into Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious. Was Yahshua precious unto Yah? Was he the elect? Are we elected of Yah? Did he elect Israel and to make them special above all nations? Did he do that? And Yahshua, we are the sons of Yah. He said he's elect, he's precious, and he that believe on him shall not be confounded. You shall not be ashamed if you believe on Yahshua. If you don't believe on him, you're going to be ashamed. He said, to you therefore who believe, he is precious. But to them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head cornerstone of the Rosh Pinnah. That's what Yahshua is. He is the Rosh Pinnah. He is the strength of the foundation of strength of Almighty Yah. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them who stumble at the words. Being disobedient, that's why we stumble. Because we're disobedient people. We stumble at what Yahshua speaks unto us. We don't like what he says. So we stumble because we are a people of disobedience. To which they also were appointed. But he speaks unto us, he says, Israel, but you are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood, he said, a kadosh nation, and you are a segula, a peculiar people. For what? That you should show forth the praises, the tehillot, the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous Yahshua. This is not just some mythical thing. This is what Yah intends. He has called you out of darkness and brought you into the light of Yahshua. Then we should show forth the praises of Yah. Knowing that what he has done, that he has made us a peculiar people, a treasure unto him. Not because we had anything. It's just his election. The world excites us about nothing. We get excited about a used piece of rag. We get excited about a Walmart trash. We get excited about that. We get excited about donuts or anything. But this we don't get excited about. We get excited about everything but the word of Yah. He said you are a special people. Who doesn't want to be special to someone? Everyone wants that now. Sure we do. And to have that sense of being special. And when you know you're special to someone, you want to do things to create that warmth and that intimacy among that one. I don't care whether it's friends, husband and wives, when that special ruach is in the midst, that segula, that one is a treasure unto you. You sense that. And it gives you a strength when you have no strength. It's a mighty motivation. And that's why Yah says unto Israel, you're my special people. We can't see what we are because we're blinded by our own sin. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but when we see Yahshua, was he precious unto Yah? Then we're going to be like him. And we need to see him. And when we began, well, doing what Yahshua commanded us, and we're seeing that in our brothers and sisters. We began to lay down our petty juvenile ways and began to curse that thing that bring about a divide in the body of Israel. That's why when men tried to rise up against Moshe to separate Yahweh, destroy them. That's why I destroyed Korah, Dathan, and Abiram to destroy them, that they will not create schisms in the body. And that's why many of us are dead spiritually. We have no spiritual life. We have no buoyancy of his ahava, his love that you can sense or feel. It's hard to find that today. This is a cold generation. It's been raised by the most virile power in the annals of time. Shortan knows that his time is short. He's making this a cold generation. I was listening to one speak other day, and they were saying that this generation of soldiers, because those soldiers in Iraq, they were talking to them and they were telling them what kind of music they listened to. And they would listen to some of the most vilest, eerie type of rock music that just rock. And they say, we play this in our ears are deafening. And this is what makes us bomb away, baby. This is what drives us. And the rap and this, it takes away the feel and the sensitivity. And so the one that did the documentary, he was talking. He said, what has happened? This is the generation that has been raised on things that are cold, like computers and VCRs and games and things whereby the killing creates no emotion at all. And so the soldiers, that they have no concept of what life is all about, so they kill indiscriminately without even thoughts of it. You know that's not right. That's a twisted mind. You know that's not of Yah. And so we've been raised, we've been a part of this generation, and that's what we have since this coldness that we have, and it ought not to be that way. When what is special, then it creates a great warmth. Hallelujah. Who is special? Israel. Well, you think you're more special than me? No, he said that his people are special unto him. Those that obey his truth, his Torah, obey every word of his voice and keep covenant with him. That's what he wants us to do. He doesn't want us to break away because of our emotions. We break away from Yah because of our feelings, don't we? We get in a situation, we don't turn to the book. We turn to our own insidious, corrupt ways, do we not? That is not what Yahweh wants. That's not what Moshe did. When he didn't understand the matter, he turned to those that have high authority. When his father-in-law said to him, you take too much, he knew that he was a man of Yah. He had the power to instruct him. He obeyed that. And he brought a great strength and revival unto Israel. We must hear what the Ruach of Yah speaks unto us. And he is speaking by his Ruach because Yahweh is a spirit. He is a Ruach. He's going to speak to us that with the spiritual words. And the spiritual word is the word of life. So when he tells us this, it is to create this life in us. We shouldn't be dead. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, you don't have to. I'm going to rejoice in this. Because I'm looking for the promise. I'm looking for the promises of Yahweh. Hallelujah. I know that I said often, because it is a natural fact, I'm going to die one day. Hallelujah. And I want to make sure that my mind is prepared to, as the old one would say, to meet my maker. And the only way you're going to be prepared is that you must understand the mind of our Abba. And Yahshua's mind is the mind of Yah. And that's why he commands us to let that mind be in us. We need that mind. We have allowed this corrupt, damnable mind to operate in us and create every kind of schism, every kind of vile thing there is. Create every kind of disease in our body, every kind of sickness. That's all it does, it creates diseases, death and sicknesses in us. Not just a physical sickness, it's greater than a physical sickness. We can't overcome it. You know something is wrong when you can't overcome a situation, your thoughts, your concepts, your emotion toward one another. You know that that's twisted. It's not of Yah. You're not going into the kingdom. You're not. You can pretend all you want to. Damnation waits for you. And that is the truth. Yahweh, he said, I want you to keep my covenant, to love him with all, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. I don't treat myself bad. No, sir. I do not abuse me. Will you abuse us? No, I don't abuse you. I will tell you the truth. Reprove you, or I reprove me harder than I reprove you. Hallelujah. But we'll not abuse you. Not a Lord. Because he is the mighty one over Israel. He is the master of my destiny. You understand? You do it well, though. You perform in that Baal spirit quite well. Because you say what Yah speaks, it is secondary to what I think. Not so. Not so. You will never understand the special place that he has for us unless we begin to walk in his Torah, his mitzvah, his command. You will never understand that. And upon these two commands, to love your neighbor as yourself, to love Yah with all,
hinge all the Torah of the finite power of the details of the Torah. And when you can't do that, you will never understand the power nor the strength of the Torah. He said, you are special people unto me. I've raised you up unto myself. He did not raise us up unto America. He raised us up unto, he said, myself. For you to be my people and for you to be special. For you to have a distinct quality that is different than the world. That's why we used to sing the song. Even we didn't understand. We were ignorant. You know, the places I used to go, I don't go no more. The things I used to do. Well, actually, that has scriptural foundational truth in it. We don't walk the way as the Hittites and the Jebusites. We don't act like them. We are special. Our marking is different than theirs. He said, I'll elevate you above all people. That's what Yahweh, I don't care what the natural man says. That's what Yahweh says. He said, I'll elevate you above all people. Not some people, all people. All people. All people. He has not declared us to be the tail but the head. That's what he says. You may be Kohanim unto me. Royal people. Royal nation, a kadosh, that express his nature, a kadosh people, set apart for the service of Yah. We allow this little natural man of ours to destroy the very power of his truth. We will never get beyond our corruption of our flesh. We will always stay corrupt. We will always act that way until we get the mind of Yahshua. We'll never have the power of Yah's mind. The words that he speak unto us, they're powerful words. They're spiritual in their life. You'll never have the spiritual power of that word or the life of it in you. Do you begin to denounce that old man, that corrupt thing that lurks in your own mind, that little secret man that hides himself in your flesh? That's why you got impelled. You must destroy the flesh with the lust and the affections thereof. Come on, brothers and sisters. We are people of Yah. We are Yisrael. We are mighty people. I will not sell that out. I will not reduce myself down to something that is subservient. I will not. Yah made his people greater than that. And it doesn't cost, we're not constituted of being his people by having things either. It's by having his emunah, having faith and confidence and trust in him. Hallelujah. I believe what the book says. I'm infatuated with it. This is what drives me right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He instructs his people, turn back to Devarim, Deuteronomy. Church of Deuteronomy, Devarim, chapter 7, verse 5. Yahweh instructs us to be set apart, not to be like Mizraim. He says in Devarim 7, 5, but this is how you shall deal with them. You shall destroy their altars and break down their images, and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. Now that's where you must begin. You must begin to break down those groves in you, those images of darkness. You must begin to destroy, brothers and sisters. You got images in your mind and you got groves and things that you delight in and you worship that take precedent over what the word of Yah says. Your sons, your daughters, your kinsmen, your relatives, your own lust, your greed. He said, you must begin to tear that down, and you put them to the fire, the word of Yah, to the test. He said, for you are a kadosh people to Yahweh, your Abba. Do you all hear that? You are a kadosh, a set apart, a people that's special. He said, Yahweh, your Abba has chosen. Do you all hear that? It was not you choosing, but he has chosen. It was not your mama, but Yah chose. He said he has chosen you to be a segula, a special people to himself. He has chosen Israel to be a special people, to be a treasure, to possess unusual qualities, to hold in a particular esteem. That's what he has done. Come on, brothers and sisters, you all hear that? For he has chosen. He has elected. Yah has chosen. He has chosen us to be a segula, a special people to himself, again above all nations that are upon the face of the earth. Now, I did not write that. This is what the book declares. This is what the word of Yahweh declares. This is what he spoke unto Moshe. I chose you to be a special people above all the nations, all the people of the earth. I chose you. I don't care what the enemy say. I chose you. He elected Eob, did he not? Sure he did. He said, I elected you. I don't feel it, but Yah said, I did that. What you need to do is tear down the groves. We got too many groves. We got too much idolatry in us. We got too much trash in us, brothers and sisters. We got too much wickedness and sin. We set everything above Yah. You can't get to that place in 10 for us to get. You got to denounce that. Everything must be judged by the word. It must be tested by the fire. I don't care what it is. I don't care who it is. It must go up against the fire of the word of Yah. If it stands the test, then it's a gem. But if it doesn't stand the test of that, it's going to be consumed. You must be gathered to tear down the altars. No strange places that places you go to worship. Your mind is on them and those. Oh, that one and this one. And it's not on Yah. We ought to meditate upon him night and day, all day. But we're thinking about the wicked and those that are corrupt. You got to tear the altars down. You can't love him. But your mind is those things that are strange. You cannot. He said you began to tear the altars down. Tear down those stripes. Set them to the fire. See what the word of Yah says about it. And whatever the word of Yah says, you test it by the word of Yah. You speak the word of Yah to it. And if it's right, then it will be precious. If it's right, if it's wrong, then the world will consume it. You got to begin there, brothers and sisters. That's why we have no elevation. Hallelujah. I believe what the word of Yah says. I believe when one is sick among us, we call for the elders. We don't even do that. I believe that. I believe when one is sick, you call for the elders. You call for some damn pill bottle. You come in for Advil. That's a damnable shame. You call for the elders. That's what you do. Yeah, you don't want to do that because of your sins. And if your sins, see, you're going to deal with your sins. We don't want to do that today. I believe what the word of Yah says. I believe that. I believe when the elders pray the righteous prayer, what is going to be healed. I believe when one is sick, you mothers are weak and you're fragile, you call for the daughters of desire. And you want me to get to lay before them and pray. You don't do that because we're lazy as hell. We don't believe what the word of Yah says. We have hearts that are not based upon the principles of His truth. His word is not special to us. His covenant is not special. So there's nothing about Him that's special. So our prayer lives, we have no power there. None whatsoever. I believe what the word of Yah says. I'm going to die believing this. Well, why are you going to do that? I'm going to die anyway. So I'd rather die believing this. Hallelujah. I'm going to die anyway. I'm going to die anyway. So I'd rather die believing this. I am going to die. No, I'm not going to kill myself. I am going to die. I am going to die. So I'm going to die believing this. Hallelujah. Well, what do you have to lose? I got everything to gain believing this. Hallelujah. Lose me. Lose this mindset. You got to destroy the altars, brothers and sisters. You got to break down those images. Hallelujah. Something's wrong with you. Come on, mothers. Come on, daddies. When the thought of some wicked cousin, some wicked daughter, son, your mind, you land up on your bed at night, and your mind is on that, and your thoughts just on that. That's an image that's wrong before Yah. And that's what your mind is generated by. You can't sleep by that. And Yah said, I give my beloved rest. And those that are special to Him, He give them rest and sweet sleep. That's what Yah does. He said, you got to put the fire to that trash. It's double. It is not of Yah. We don't want to do that. Got to begin there first. Hallelujah. You know, in the days when Granny would clean house, we didn't have much there. But we would set a big barn fire when everything that came out, we set a fire and the fire would consume it all up. Ashes. Old clothing and stuff like that. Yes, that's what we do in the country. She would take everything and then a big old pile, set a fire to it. We began to clean around the house. We began to cut weeds and the old broom, straw and all of that. We would bring all that we didn't need, get cut her, and she would burn it. Because it had served no purpose at all. So we must be tested by the fire. That's what we need to do. Tear down these altars and break them down, the images. And we need to cut down these groves, these little secret places we find ourselves in, hiding. That's what a grove is for. And you performing your little worship. See, you know when you're performing your worship because you're talking about everything but Yah. That's right. You're talking about everything but Yah. When the word of Yah becomes so sweet in your mouth, sweet in your belly, it's like a flowing river that flows from you. You talk about Him because He's in your mind. He's in your thought. You can't sleep without Him. You can't talk without talking about Him. So you go to your little groves, that's where you go to your little carved out places. Instead of understanding the special calling that He has placed upon Israel, we make those things more special than Yah. They must come down. The fire must test them. They must. Hallelujah. He said, you are special people. You are Segula people to myself above all the nations which are upon the face of the earth. He said, Yahweh did not set His Ahava, His love upon you, nor did He choose you because you were more number than any people. He said, but you were the fewest of people. He said, but because Yahweh loved you, and because He would keep the oath which He has sworn unto our Abba, has Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the buyer of the house of the bondman, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Israel. For what purpose? Know therefore that Yahweh, your Abba, He is sovereign. He is a sovereign ruler. And He wants you to know He's the faithful one. We don't believe He's faithful, but He said, I'm the faithful one. He said, I'm going to keep my covenant, which keep covenant and mercy with Him. Come on, that love Him and keep His mitzvot to 1,000 generations. He said, I'm faithful. All I want you to do is do what I commanded you to do. I'm a faithful one. I will show you mercies. Hallelujah. He said, if you just do it, I'll do it for 1,000 generations. Hallelujah. That's what Yah says. It's not what man says. It's what the word of Yahweh says. He said, you love me. How do you know you love me? You keep His mitzvah. You keep what Yahshua commanded us. What He spoke to us is the life of the power of the Torah of Yah. We must keep it. He wants us to love Him. And play this thing we call whole house. You can't play that. It ain't about no fear, how you feel. It's about what the word of Yah says. It's about obeying. It's about keeping what He says. I don't care how your feelings don't mean nothing. I don't care what kind of money, they don't mean nothing. It's about obeying Him. It's about obeying Him. And it's one thing about a faithful servant, they obey. It may cost you loss, but you have not lost anything. You have not lost anything. Nothing at all. It may cost you separation, but that's all right. You're not separated from anything of value. You must obey the word of Yah. He said, I made you a special. I elected you. I call you. You didn't have nothing. He said, I elected you. I elected Israel. I elected that nation, a people that I've set apart. I want you to love me. And that's what He wants you to do. You will know you love Him when you began to obey Him. When your prayer life gets right. When your walk with Him is right. When your love for your brothers and sisters, that's right. Hallelujah. When you love them as you love yourself. When you love your neighbor. Don't tell me you're not a love of a stranger. Lies from hell. You don't know how to love anyone out there. Because they're skeptics. They're there. You don't even trust them. He tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. That's why He brought Israel out. He brought them out from among the heathens. From the Hittites and from Egypt. He set them out in a wild place that they could truly love each other, that they could know their neighbors and learn their neighbors and practice the command of Yah. Sure He did. That's what He did. To show them the special power of His truth in them, that no other people operated like them, that they had a special power, they had a special market like the others didn't have. He had that direction. That's what Israel had. And that's what we need, brothers and sisters. We can't. Come on, we got to allow this word to try us. We got to let this fire. His word is like a fire. That's what it's like. It's like a fire. It consumes. It's got to get down in our bellies and our guts. That's what it's got to do. This old peripheral thing. We got this old peripheral. We false. That ain't going to work, brothers and sisters. It's going to destroy us. We got to be real. We got to be real. Yahweh was not phony what He spoke to Israel. He was real. We got to be real. We can't be superficial. He is not superficial. Don't tell me we have the power of Yah in us and we're superficial toward each other. Can't be. Hallelujah. Not only that, He said, you want to be distinguished from all the others. Look what it says in the 14th chapter of Deuteronomy. He wanted them to be distinguished themselves from all other nations. In 14:1, he said, you are the children of Yahweh, your Abba. You shall not cut yourself nor make any baldness between the eyes for the dead. He said, for you are a kadosh people to Yah, your Abba. And Yahweh has chosen you to be a peculiar segula, a peculiar treasure, a peculiar people to himself, above all nations that are upon the face of the earth. He said, I don't want you doing the things like the others do. I don't want you having the same markings like they have. I don't want you to mark yourself like them. I don't want you to have the same kind of worship and same kinds of traditions they have. I don't want you doing that. I will give you days of feasts you keep. I don't want you in these celebrations, the birthdays, the Xmas, and the Hog Day, Thanksgiving, and all that. He said, I don't want you a part of that. You are special. You are peculiar. I don't want you doing what they do. I don't want your daughters of Tizan dress the way they dress. I don't want your fashion to look like them. He means what he says. I don't want you to aspire to be like them. I want you to look different. You're supposed to be kadosh. He's different than the gods. The gods are beastly. He's different. He said, I want you to be different. Set apart. Because you're special. I have set you higher than all the other nations. All the people. Oh, they may look like you physically, but they're not like you. That's what Yah says. Oh, they talk, but they don't talk like you. Hallelujah. You're my people. He means that he has not changed. This trash they talk about, this church is it's supplanting Israel, lies from hell in a replacement doctrine. He's not going to forsake nor leave Israel. He's going to take this whole Israel to the fire. Sure he is. And he's gonna burn it out. He's given us much. And he's required much. What does he require the much? Just faithfulness and obedience. Does he not give us much? Is he not faithful? Is he not obedient even unto his own self? Sure he is. So he expects that out of us. We realize how special he is and our special place with him. It will cause tears to fall in your eyes all during the day when you think about the tub of Yah. And his mercy is all that he has done for you. Then truly your inward parts, your nephesh, your inward parts will shout hallelujah. You can't stop but praise. You can't help but praising him. You can't stop praising him. I don't care where you are. I don't care if the trial. You can't do nothing but praise him. Why? When you think about all of his mercies. When you think about the watchful tenderness of Yah. You're going to shout hallelujah. You're not going to sit before him dormant. You're not going in your homes. When you look at your little children. We say we love them. Come on here people of Yah. You're not going to sit and look at them. And see the special hand of Yah. And not shout on the top of Yah. And the mighty mercies of Yah that they are there. And that there's a covering over them. Come on, we're so cold. We're so cold toward Yah. Our hearts are cold. He has no special place in us because he is not special to us. We got to come out of that trash. I had no intention to talk to you this week tonight, but that's all right. I'm going to talk this way. The word must, we got to be tested by the fire. Hallelujah. You think about the mighty works Yahshua has done for us. You can't do nothing but shout. You can't do nothing but the tears are rejoicing. Hallelujah. We must be broken. We must be broken. Yah's going to have to break his people. That's why he caused them to wander for 40 years to prove them. He caused them 40 years to prove them. He didn't need no testing. The proof was in his words unto them. He just told them, you obey me. Do what I said. Just obey me. And you will be special unto me. And the nations will see you and they'll marvel at what you were doing. They will marvel at your attitude. They will marvel at your position. They will marvel at your wealth. They will marvel at your possession. And they will know that it is not the God of the Canaans. It is not the gods of the Hittites, of the Jebusites. But it's the one that brought them out of the great hands of Pharaoh, out of Mizraim. Establish them and set them in the straight place because they're special out to him. We got to get this fire of Yah, this fire like Jeremiah said that the word of Yah is like fire shut up in his belly. We got to let the fire of his truth. We got to let them cleanse us and empty us out. You're not going to be cleansed out of the way. By the mercies of Yah. That's truth. He's going to cleanse us by the fire. It ain't coming out no other way. It is not coming out any other way. Your tears ain't going to bring it out. It's going to take the fire, the word of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to be a different people because we're special. Hallelujah. We're special unto Yah. I won't let nothing take that from me. I don't care what the world says. I don't care how they ostracize. Yah says I'm that way. Will you believe that book will tell me how was your knowledge formed and shaped? It was shaped by a book. And this is not a book. This is the stroll of life. I stroll through this. I can stroll through this and find life. I stroll through this and find healing. I stroll through this, find shalom. I stroll through it, find comfort. I stroll through it, find correction. I stroll down the stroll, find rebuke. I stroll down the stroll, find correction. I stroll down the stroll, find instructions. I stroll the stroll because I find all that I need in the stroll. It's the stroll of life. Just not a book. This is greater than a book. This has not been written by the hand of man. This was written by the revelation of Yah. Yahshua, the power of Yah. That's what this was written by. This is not man's concoction. This is not man's concoction. I don't care what the naysayers say. I don't care what the agnostics say. This is not written by man. But it was the power of Yah moved upon them. And they wrote as a ruach. Gave them utterance to write. It gave them utterance to speak. This is no man's job here. This is at the hand of the Father. You see, Israel could not free themselves from the bondage. No, they could not. But Yah did. And it was not because they were praising Him that He heard them. He heard them because of the oppression of their taskmasters. And the cries went up before Him. He said, that's my people. I elected them. I called them. I know they're there. But that's my people. That's my people, they're special unto me. I'm going to bring them out and give them a special instruction. Everybody cannot walk in the Torah. The church today, this whole house, rejects the Torah of Yah. He said, I give them a special instruction that comes from my bosom. It is not coming by the philosophers. It's not coming by men of renown. It is coming by me. I speak unto them because it's special. Hallelujah. Don't you know He speaks to us, Israel, every day? He spoke to them in Sandra town by the Norby. Now He speaks to us by Yahshua. Hallelujah. He speaks to us by Yahshua. He speaks His words unto us by Yahshua. It's a proven word. We can't lose with it. We cannot lose with this proven truth. It has proved itself. You don't have to doubt it. You don't have to wonder. It's already proven. You don't have to question it. It's already proven. You don't have to figure it out. It's already stated. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust in this until I die. Hallelujah. Because from the grave I can't do anything, but I'm going to trust in this until I die. I'm going to make my praises known to Him because I'm special. Hallelujah. I'm not going to walk dejected. I don't need Cadillacs. I don't need $200,000 houses. I'm still special. That doesn't constitute my specialness unto Yah. He said you're special because I've given you a way of life. I've given you instructions. I've given you a government. I've given you a truth that it cannot be comprehended by man. It takes the power of my ruach, my spirit, in order for you to comprehend this. It cannot be determined by man. They cannot understand the levels or the depths of it. They have searched it. They have searched it out. They have dissected it. They are trying to find it out. But it's a mystery to them. He has revealed it unto His house, Israel. Hallelujah. They try to figure it out, but they cannot. They try to get to the depths of it, but they cannot get to it. He called a special people. Hallelujah. So I give you something special to show you how special you are. Come on, that's what we do with someone special. We give them things special, don't we? I don't care whether you're rich or poor. A poor man gives his poor friend that is special to them. They will give them something special. If it's nothing but a handwritten letter, and to the one that receives it is special, they put it in their bosom. It has a place with them. So Yah's given us something that is special because we're special unto Him. And not only that, He has put it in your bosom. He's put it in your inward parts of your mind. Come on, brothers and sisters. It's so special to Yah that He put it in you and He hid it in Israel. That's why the world cannot comprehend. Hallelujah. They may think we're bizarre. That's all right. But His word is still truth. Hallelujah. Come on, look what He's done. This covenant He has with us. In Deuteronomy 26:16. Look at this. He said, this is the covenant that I established. It is not broken, brothers and sisters. Did man die when they sinned against Yah? Sure they did. So the covenant of death has not been broken, hasn't it? Men still die. Neither has the covenant of Yah. The covenant between Yah and His people. He said, this day Yahweh your Abba has commanded you to do these. What? His statutes, His judgment, His mishpatim. You shall therefore keep and do them all with all your lev, with all your nefesh, your being, your substance. You have caused Yahweh this day to be your sovereign ruler. He is your ruler. And to walk in His ways, and to keep His statutes, His mitzvah, His mishpatim, and to listen to His voice. Why? And Yahweh has caused you this day, when you hear Him, when you walk in His ways, caused you this day to be His segula, a peculiar people, as He promised you, and that you shall keep all of His mitzvah, and to make you high above all nations which He has made. Come on, in praises, in tehillah, and in name, and in beauty, in honor, and that you may be a kadosh people to Yah your Abba, as He has spoken. He cannot lie. Let every man be a liar, but let Yah be the truth. He cannot lie. He said, you walk in My ways. I've given you a special way to walk in. I've given you a special counsel. Sure He has. He hasn't given that to all the world. And that's why that our lights should shine so. Or the brightness of the power of His HaMashiach. That men will inquire, why are you that way? And then we will have the answer to give them for the reason why we have hope. Teshuvah in Yahshua. Because that's what we have our tikvah in, Yahshua. That we have hope in Him. Because we know the promises of Yah, they're true. I know that. Come on, brothers and sisters. We're special unto Him. He has elected us. We keep His Torah. And keep His way. Do all that He commands us. Hear His voice. Yahshua said His sheep, they know His voice. The stranger they will not follow. Come on, we know the voice of Yahshua. Because the voice of Yahshua speaks what Torah says. It goes back to the Bereshit. What Kephar said here in Kephar, it speaks to what was written there in Shemoth. No different. That's what we are. But the enemy, he barks us down with these immaterial things that we cannot think of the mindset of Yahshua. And we begin to have this self-empathy for ourselves and never consider it Yahshua what He has suffered and endured. And that's why you get weary, you faint, you have no strength, no substance at all. We've got to consider Him. You know, consider Him. He endured. He endured it. When He went to that stake, nobody walked with Him. They all turned. All the ones that He had poured out His love to, He had poured out truth to, they all turned. They all turned and walked no more with Him. They all turned. The very one said that, though all men may forsake you, I will never. He said, my friend, before the cock even crow, before the break of the morning, you're going to deny Me thrice. Three times He did. Hallelujah. How many times have you denied Him? How many times in the course of the day do we deny Him? How many times in the course of the day we deny the power of that truth and allow our own natural minds to supplant Him? That's why we're in the condition we are. Hallelujah. When someone knows they're special and they're waiting for the special one, nothing stops them. I don't care what the trial is. I don't care what the battle is. They rise to the occasion. Sure they do. And that's what we must do as the people of Yah. I want to close it with a few verses. He says in Tehillim, in Psalms 135, verse 1 through 4. Yah says, Dawid says, Hallel, Yah, Hallel, the name of Yah, Hallel, him, O you servants of Yah, you that are chosen of Yah. That's what he tells you to do to Hallel, to praise him. That's why we say Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallel. He said, you that stand in the bayit of Yah, in the court of the bayit of the sovereign ruler. He said, Hallel, for Yah is tov. Sing praises to his name. For it is pleasant. It is a delightful thing to sing praises to his name. Come on, the enemy doesn't want you to do that. It is a delightsome thing. Come on, you sing praises to his name. Come on, brothers and sisters. That's why he doesn't want you to sing. He says, Yahweh has chosen. He has bakha. He has sukula. He has elected. Not only that, but he's decided for you. He has chosen Yaakov, Yisrael, to himself. And Yisrael for a segula, a peculiar treasure. Do y'all hear that? That Yah? Come on, brothers and sisters. That's why he says that. Hallel him. We need to get that in us to understand what he has done. That's why that we said about that tribe. He said, Hallel Yah. Hallel him in the bayit. When you get up in the morning, when you don't feel right, when your body feel aching, when you feel tired, when the trials come, why? Because he has elected, he has chosen, he has called you to be a special sugula unto him, a treasure, a people with the markings of Yahweh. That's why I'm going to praise him. When I don't feel like it, I'm going to sing. When I feel upset, I'm going to sing when I don't feel like singing. I'm going to praise him when there's no praise, because he has elected me. And I'm special to him. And I want him to know, I told you for letting me know I'm special, y'all. But there are afflictions. David had afflictions. David had afflictions. David had many. But he hallel Yah, because he knew he was special. He knew that Yaakov had been elected by Yah, and Israel, a segula, a special treasure of Yahweh. Hallelujah. When something is special, you hide it in your bosom. When Granny would have that $200 or $300, she would fold them dollars together. Not too many $100 bills back then. She would bend them $20 bills, tens in one. She would tie that thing in a knot in her handkerchief. She would not put it in a pocket. She would pin it inside her bosom, close to her heart. You see, that's what Yah has brought us to his bosom. He has brought us to his heart. And because of our callous nature, and because of our coldness toward him, we don't realize what he has done. And Granny, she would know every time she feel that the money was there. She kept it in a safe place. She did not use just a little old small pen, but she used one of those big old safety pens. One that she would use for the diapers for the babies back then, because that's what they did. And she would pin that to her bosom. And that old breast of hers, you couldn't tell it was there, but it was there. And Granny knew it was there. When she needed to pull it out, she would go down, pull it out, and pull out what she needed. She had a special place for it. And that's what Yahweh has done. We in the heart of Yah. And the enemy has trained our minds that we don't even realize what he thinks of us. He knows his thoughts of us. He knows what our end will be. He has an expected end. What is that? Yahshua is coming. Yahshua is coming. Hallelujah. 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 Yahshua is coming. I want to close with this verse here. He says in Malachi, listen to it. I'm not going to tell you where it's at. You find it. He says in Malachi chapter 3. I'll let you find the verse. He says, and they shall be mine. Yisrael shall be mine. I like that. What is yours is his. He said, this is mine is mine. He said, and they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts. And then in that day, do you all hear that? He said, when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serve him. He said, they are part of my jewels. They are the part of my diadem, the crown that I shall wear. They are special. Not only shall I wear them in my, but they shall be in my bosom, but they shall be the crown of my honor about my head. When I make up my jewel in that day, the wicked shall not be a part, but my elect will, my sagula, those that are peculiar, are special unto me, my treasure, they shall make up my crown. I believe it. That's enough for me. Hallelujah. I won't deny it. I don't care how I feel. I don't care how my body betrays me. I don't care how my emotions betrays me. But the word of Yah is true. The word of Yah is a strong tower. This is where our strength is. In the book of hope. In the book of life. Because we stroll down in this book. Or we stroll down through this stroll and we find his Hamashiach, Yeshua. For that is our assurance, Yeshua. May Yah strengthen us tonight. May Barakas cause our left to be fat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These Jezebels that say they think that they're special, they're not special. The folks that are special, the house of Israel are special. And you will know the house of Israel because they keep the Torah of Yah. But a man does not keep the Torah of Yah, and the power of that Torah is evident in the testimony of Yeshua. It is not in Jesus Christ or JC, it is in Yeshua. We are special unto Yah Israel. Hallelujah. You don't get nothing out of that. You know that you're special, all Israel. Zagula, we are special unto Yah. May he give you strength and shalom. May his riches fill I love all of him tonight. May he strengthen us all. Bless you all, Israel. You that are listening, may he strengthen you all. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Whoever you're listening, we do barak you. Bless you all, Kirushim, the people of Yah. Bless you all. That old song they used to sing, I don't talk like I used to talk. I don't walk. I don't walk like I did last year. I don't walk like I did 6 months. I don't walk like I did 3 months. I don't walk like I did last week. I just don't. My thoughts are not like they were last week. My thoughts are not like they were yesterday. Hallelujah. They're not. We're the people of Yah. Don't ever let the enemy steal that from you. Tested by the fire. May Yah barak you all. Be encouraged. Brothers and sisters, you that are listening, bless you all. Toda Yah for you, for your kindness, your gifts and your offerings. We toda Yah for you all. Hallelujah. It's not that we have to prove anything to anyone. It's just that we're going to do what's right. We will show the Ahava of Yah, not of some Christian community, because we're not that. We're not a Christian community. We're the elect of Yah. We are his seed. We are the Israelites of Israel. That's who we are. We are his people. Hallelujah. And so it's not because of that, because we're not Christians. I never liked that word. We're not Christians. We are followers of HaMashiach. If anything, we're messianic. We're followers of Yeshua. Hallelujah. So Yah barak you all. He strengthen you all. Yah barak you. And all things we do barak you, Almighty Yah. Bless your people. We pray. Return them home safely. We ask for all things. Bless those that are listening. Give us safety on tomorrow. We told you for the safety of Elder and in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. 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 Shalom. Shalom.